I was approached by Clifford McDonald, who was connected with the federal, with...
Food Machinery Corporation?
Food Machinery Corporation. And asked if I would like to come to work for them. And I started in January of 1914 and worked until April, when I was approached by George Bowen, a prominent local citizen who was president of S.A. Cook Company, if I should like to come back in banking. I talked it over with Clifford McDonald, and he said, well, we won't stand in your way if you do. He says, that's what you know. And so I said yes, and I went into the Medina Trust Company as assistant treasurer.
What year was this, did you say?
1914.
Yes.
And then assistant treasurer in 1932 as assistant treasurer.
Of the what? Of assistant treasurer of what?
Medina Trust Company. That was an independent bank before it became part of the Marine Midland.
I see. Did they have other offices, other banks around?
Marine Midland?
No, Marine Trust. Were
Marine
they in Albion?
Not yet. No, this one was, I believe, before they started in Albion. I'm not too sure about that. In August 1933, Jim Collins, who was secretary of the Savings and Loan Association, was stricken with a heart attack and died. And the directors of the Savings and Loan came to me and wanted to know if I would take it over, because I had an experience in the City Hall years before. So I resigned from the Medina Trust Company and went to the Savings and Loan Association and became secretary, executive vice president, president, and eventually chairman of the board in the last years when I was there, going to 1973.
How many years have you spent in
years.
Banking? 40 years?
40 years, I'll show you.
You said you spent 40 years with a savings and loan. How many with banking altogether, Mr. Walters?
Approximately 60.
You can balance your own checkbook now. when you...
You know, you ought to have one like something we've got. Gladys has a checkbook and I have one. We draw checks. We don't have separate accounts. We all have it from one account. She makes her deposits and I make mine. And when it comes to balance it, why, I take the two accounts and put them together and get the balance.
That's why
you're
on the checking account.
Oh, dear. You went to, were sent to Cleveland, Ohio the night after the Union Bank closed?
No.
No, what was that about?
That was working for the Niagara Chemical Company.
Food machinery.
Yes.
Checking on credits.
You were checking on credits for them?
Yes.
I see.
Alan's got her mother home.
New York State Banking Department from the close of the bank until I went to the Niagara Chemical. From there, I went to the Medina Trust Company. Liquidation department of the New York State Banking Department from the time the bank closed until about the 10th of January.
I see. And then you worked for the
Niagara Chemical.
And then you went to the
Medina Trust Company April 1st, 1932.
I see.
Assistant treasurer.
I see. And then you went from there to the savings and loan?
In August
1933. Oh, you were...
Well, they came to me all the time and offered me jobs.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. You had a big responsibility. The savings and loan never closed all that time.
Never closed. As I say, that many people used to use it for a checking account, the way the now accounts are in the paper. You remember now? See advertised in the Citibank's what they call NOW accounts.
NOW accounts, N-O-W?
Yeah, N-O-W. And we virtually did that years ago by somebody, they want to send a bill to AM&A. They come in and draw it out of their account, and we give them a treasurer's check payable to AM&A, or payable to them, and they endorse it to AM&A and send it, mail it out.
I see. Instead of a money order, sort of thing.
Instead of a money order. We did lots of that until the banks got back in business. It was sort of a nuisance on savings accounts, but they did a lot of things like that during the time that they didn't have accounts here, change and all of that.
Did the savings and loans start Christmas clubs, too, at
yes.
that time?
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They still have them. The Christmas mm-hmm. club last year has been near $100,000 down here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The savings and loan in Medina has grown considerably since the early days.
It's nearly between 9 and 10 million now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about 500,000 when I first started in. And I left. Of course, the inflation has made things go up so that I think it's about 3 million.
Yes.
3 to 4 million when I left, and when I had the heart attack.
Yes. Does this inflation period in which we're living today, 1979, how does that affect people getting homes from the savings and loan or any other place?
Well, it affects them this way, that the property is so much higher than it was back in the 1960s, and even back in 1974 and 5, that they really doubled in price or tripled. And I wonder how some of these young people can afford to buy.
Wages aren't keeping pace with the rate of inflation?
Well, it seems to be, because mm-hmm. there's a piece in the paper here the other day that the real estate loans that the banks have in this country, the delinquency rate is probably about the lowest it's ever been.
Hmm. Now, what does that mean?
Well, they're monthly payments. That there's very, very little delinquency.
Mm-hmm. Probably they would have to take a loan out for, what, more than 20 years?
Well, they've been going up to 30 years.
Mm.
Yeah. And there's different schemes being tried.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if heaven forbid, that we should have, is there such a thing that we could have more than a recession, that we could have a depression? Would the banks hold, do you think, in your opinion?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So many
because,
people.
Because I tell you, the banks nowadays, compared to the years when I first went in, have two examinations a year. This bank savings loan down here, it's under the New York State Banking Department, and their examiner comes,
mm-hmm.
and the Savings and Loan Insurance Corporation examiner comes, and they both examine the bank, the loan, and make reports on it.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything should go wrong in running it, I would mm-hmm. notice immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I got that from Laverne the other day. I didn't know whether it was or not.
Laverne Enright?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That he took my place as president, and he said that both the federal and the state still come
mm-hmm.
and make the examination.
This is something they didn't do before the Big Depression, is
no.
that right?
The state bank examiners came, but the there's no federal Savings and Loan Insurance Corporation, no federal FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, Roosevelt.
And it's
taken care of a lot of bad days. Yeah.
What, you say insurance, what do they insure?
Insure the deposits.
I see.
They were $5,000 to start with, and they come up to 10 and then up to 20, now they're 40.
I see. The savings and loan then can be used for people to put their money in as if they were putting it into a bank, only it's
oh, yes.
the land is in back of them or the home, is that right?
Yeah. Well, what they invest in principally are homes. That's
mm-hmm.
the purpose of savings and loan insurance corporation. There's more of them in the South. The savings banks are of New York State. probably the only area in New York State or in the Northeast that have savings banks. The rest of the country doesn't have them.
Why is that?
Well, I never knew. Like the Buffalo Savings Bank and the Rochester Savings Bank and all of those savings banks in the Northeast are a separate division in the banking department from the savings and loan.
And they don't have this sort of thing throughout the rest of the country?
No, you don't see them in the rest of the country at all.
They have savings and
loans? Savings and loans. Yeah. Lots of people don't know it.
Oh, my. Wow. You were telling me earlier about collecting, and you called it site draft. Would you tell me about that?
Well, that's when the liquor stores were here, they used to buy their license of the brewer who used to advance the money, and then they'd pay for it. The license was generally $500, and they'd pay for it by a site draft that the brewery would draw through the bank, and the bank would collect the money and remit it to the brewery. It's a little complicated.
The liquor stores are still here.
Yeah, but not so many of them.
Really? I think we have, what, 4 or 5, don't we?
Yeah, but that's nothing compared to 14 or 15.
That's not saloons, though? You're not talking about saloons, are you?
Saloons.
Oh. But a saloon is different than a liquor store.
Yeah, a liquor store is just for the purpose of selling wholesale liquor. A saloon, you go in and buy a drink.
And you'd make your site?
Pay the bartender.
You'd make your site draft then where?
Well, in those days, there would be saloons. Mm-hmm. They had no liquor stores those days.
When did liquor stores come in, do you think? After Prohibition, certainly.
After Prohibition.
Yes, it'd be after 33.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You also told me that in the line of business, I think this would be interesting for those of us who shop in the 5 and 10, that you had something to do with the predecessor of Murphy's 5 and 10. Would you tell me about that?
Well, that was Gladys' dad that worked for the Metropolitan. And
Metropolitan what?
I don't know whether Metropolitan 5 and 10 or what. Mm-hmm. I've forgotten the name of it. Metropolitan mm-hmm. Company, and mm-hmm. They sold in competition with Woolworth. Mm-hmm. And there was a store for sale across the street or a block, and Metropolitan sold their business out to Gladys' father. And
was it called Levan's then?
No. It was.
Okay, but it was sold eventually, what became Murphy's, 5 and 10?
Yeah, sold to Murphy's.
I see. Okay.
In the early days of banking, along in the early 30s, 2% was paid for deposits.
2% interest?
2% interest by banks and loans. And mortgages were made insured by the Veterans Administration for 4%, and FHA loans were made at 4%. The conventional mortgage was made to 4.5% to 5%. Today, the rate of new money in savings and loans and banks is 5.5%, and CDs 8-9%.
What is CD?
CDs.
What's
certificates
that?
Of deposit.
Oh, and that's 8 and 9.
8 and 9.
Well, what about 12%? There's 12% what, on home mortgages?
Well, there may be some places in the country. Mm. The legal rate in New York State is 9.5%.
That's gone up from 2%.
No, from 4.
Yes,
4.5 to 5.
Yes.
In some states, the rate is 10.5% and 11%. Mm. Maybe 12, I don't know. In southern states, maybe in Texas, where you'd pay 11% for your money. Mm-hmm. At the present time, there institutions in Medina: the Liberty Bank, M&T, Marine Trust Company, Lockport Savings Bank Branch, and Savings and Loan Association, Medina.
So is that because there's more money around?
Personally, I think there's too many banks here.
Really?
And a place like Medina with 5 institutions, but they seem to all be getting along.
Their banking hours seem to be better for the average person than they used to be. They're open more, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. What were the hours of a bank when you first started? Do you remember?
Well, when I first started in the bank, I worked every day in the week from 9 till 4. We bounced our books after that. And then Saturdays, we close at 3 o'clock.
You were open on Saturdays?
Open on Saturdays. And after the Marine Trust come in here, Carl Wirth was president of the Marine Trust Company at that time. We got together and we closed Saturdays, and we're open Friday nights until 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That ran for years like that.
Mm. Now they even have drive-in banks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Marines kind of drive in. And
yes. Liberty.
They drive in the window down at the loan. They just drive along there, and I come to the window, and I take
yes.
the deposit.
Yes.
And the Liberty's got the drive-in over there.
Yes.
Yeah. M&T has no drive-in.
No.
The Savings and the Savings Bank of Lockport has a drive-in.
Yes, yes. Well, Mr. Walters, you've been active in the community. Would you tell us about your work with the hospital in Medina?
Well, in 1933, the treasurer of the hospital died. And George A. Bloom, who was president of S.A. Cook & Company, came into the Marine Trust Company and asked me if I would take over the proprietorship of the hospital. And I was secretary and treasurer for 27 years. And these were during the days of the building fund drive. And we collected the funds since that time. And also checked the books of the hospital.
Do you remember how many doctors were involved at the hospital at that time? Certainly less than now.
No, I don't.
Yes. Do you remember any of the personnel that headed the hospital at that time?
Well, Miss Douglas was
Super what?
Hospital administrator.
Yes. Is that Estelle Douglas?
Estelle Douglas.
Yes. Yes. You've also, do you remember how many beds were in the hospital at that time?
Well, let's see.
Approximately 100? 120?
Statistics for 62 beds and 16 bassinets now in use since the enlargement program. So it
60.
Must have been a lot below that.
Yes, yes.
But they got about 100 now, I believe.
Yes, at least.
They enlarged it again after I got off.
Yes, yes. And now we have so many doctors who were foreign when they came here.
Yeah, it's about 15 doctors over here now.
Yes. I think we should be very proud of our hospital. You have also been very active in the Medina school system.
Yeah, well, I was in that for 35 years. The school became centralized, and the present high school building was built during my term, and bonds were issued. And I think the bonds paid about 4% as in high school over here.
Yes. Now, you were treasurer of the Medina Central School for approximately 35 years?
35 years.
Okay, and you've also been active in other organizations.
Well, Masons was.
Masons?
Worshipful Master in 1930.
Mm-hmm. Is that the Medina Lodge?
Medina Lodge, 7 a.m. Mm-hmm.
And the Rotary Club?
No, I wasn't in the Rotary Club.
You're not in the Rotary.
Lunch hour came wrong time.
Lunch hour came at the Rotary, what do you mean?
Well, they always ate from 12 to 1.
I see.
And alone, I ate for many years from 11:30 to 12:30.
I see.
And you have to get back for somebody to go at 12:30 to 1:30. And finally, we arranged it so that I'd go home for lunch at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So the Rotary was all over with, and the hours never came so that I could get in.
Hmm. Were you active in the Elks when they were
no,
here?
No, I wasn't active, just a member.
You were a member, though, mm-hmm. in the Chamber of Commerce?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And now you're active or belong to the Senior Citizens Group?
Yeah, I'm not active.
Well, I say you're a pretty active senior citizen. And how about church?
Well, we go to the Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Walters has been a member for over 50 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I go along with her.
All that Sunday school work that you had, those going to two churches didn't do you harm.
Active Wesleyan Methodist minister across the street and a retired Methodist minister, or Wesleyan Methodist minister, and they were tough.
you couldn't play on Sunday?
Well, my
or
mother
what?
Wouldn't let me because right, I'd be spoiling the atmosphere for the ministers. Well, we weren't so bad. The minister had a daughter and she played the piano, and Hilda Wills played the tambourine.
And, who played the tambourine?
Hilda Wills,
Hilda
another
Wills.
Girl. And the minister played a trumpet, and I played a trumpet.
Oh,
and
wow.
We had the little orchestra, and we used to meet around nights playing. And he'd take us well once in a while in that
the church down there.
His other church where he had, like the minister in Noseville has the Eagle Harbor Church. Mm-hmm. Well, something that happened to his horse or the car would go on the bank or something, and I'd take him over to church and sit in the back row while he preached the sermon.
You know, I think I got too much religion as a young boy. You know, when we, for the first years we were married, I never could get him to go to church very much. We, you know, so the children had religious education. But now we go regularly. But he used to say, oh, I got fed up with church. He went all day Sunday, from morning
yes.
until night.
Yes.
And that is too bad for children.
That can happen. Mr. Walters, when you were a youngster, you said that you used to ice skate, and now that, do you still ice skate?
No, I cut that out. I used to ice skate to school in the canal.
On the canal?
Yeah.
Did they drain the canal at that time?
They drained, left a little, there's always a little left in the canal, and mm-hmm. we used to skate to mm-hmm. school just for the fun of it, mm-hmm. come back on the trolley.
What sports have you pursued as an adult?
Well, bowling and golf. And mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Early days, sandlot baseball.
Going back to your early days of banking, would you tell us, I neglected to ask you, what would your salary and what were your hours when you first started?
Well, there was a break in there where we stopped having banking on Saturday afternoon, and merchants were calling for Saturday night banking. So we started in at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock Saturday night and closed at 9. And I had to go to Eagle Harbor because at noontime, we closed at noon there in the main office. And then I'd have to come back on the trolley at night and go back again on Thursday night. That we took off trial balances.
Trial balances?
Yeah, we the individual ledgers. We didn't have the bookkeeping facilities that we have now. And so I was really working 2 hours a week at night.
What would your total hours be, your work week, then, for instance?
Well, let's see.
Certainly more than 40.
Oh, yes. Well, I'd do the 9 till, or 8 till 5 would be 4, and 4 is 8, and that would be 5 days a week is 40, and we'd have 3 hours on Thursday night. Well, I guess we'd start in at 5 o'clock and get our lunch then and come back. Be 44, about 55 hours.
Mm-hmm. 55 hours a week. Mm-hmm. And what would your salary have been? Straight salary?
It was straight salary.
How much would you make a year, for instance?
Well, those days, of course, I told you I started at $400, and then
$400 a year?
And then I got up. So when we were married, I was making $2,000 a year plus a bonus.
Yes.
So
did they give you a bonus at Christmas time?
Bonus at Christmas time.
I see.
10% usually.
10% of what? Your salary?
Salary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mrs. Walters, before this tape is ended, I would like you to tell us some of your anxiety that you might have had while your husband
maybe
was confined to a vault or something.
Oh, one night he didn't come home for dinner. His usual time, and it got to be about 7 o'clock, and then he still hadn't come home. So I began to call up the other people that worked in the bank. And I remember Tom Robbins told me that he had left Clyde in the bank about 4 o'clock. Well, I finally got him to go down and look. I was afraid that maybe somebody had come in and he was in the vault and they'd closed the door.
And Mr. Robbins went down and
he went down and he came home then, and we found out that he'd been playing golf.
Jim Collins, Dr. Ratter, dentist, and I went down to the Eagle Harbor Country Club.
Yes.
That in those days had 6 holes. And Jim and Ratter played golf, and I walked around with them. And of course, we came out, got home about 9 o'clock, didn't we?
I don't know. Remember, it was before dark.
Yeah. Then I went and got a set of clothes myself and started to play.
Well, Mrs. Walters, did you ever worry about more bank robberies other than?
No. I don't think it was. The bank robberies were very prevalent in this part of the country, mm-hmm. like they were, we'll say, in the West. Mm. But I never worried about that because the bank was right down on the Four Corners. Mm-hmm. There was usually a policeman standing around there.
Mm-hmm. And the police station was next door in the early days before they built the City Hall.
Mm-hmm. So I never worried about that. But that one time I was concerned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Walters, have you and your wife traveled?
Well, we've been most of the states, Vancouver, and to Hawaii, Mexico, and Bermuda, mm-hmm. and of course New York and City and Chicago, where our children live. Why, we've overdone them, gotten so we don't like them anymore.
Well, you have never been active in local politics, have you?
No.
Yes. See, you said your father gave you a bit of advice on that. What was that?
Keep away from him.
Saves a lot of grief. Well, thank you ever so much for this. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, lots of things we haven't thought of for a long time.
Does bring up a lot of memories.
Doesn't it, though?
Yes. Thank you.